Reflecting on the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, he begins, "Faith does breed charity. We atheists have to accept that most believers are better human beings." He continues, "The Salvation Army has been given a special status as Provider-in-Chief of American Disaster Relief, but its work is being augmented by all sorts of other groups. Almost all of them have a religious origin and character. Notable by their absence are teams from rationalist societies, free thinkers clubs, and atheists associations." Alistair Hardy's research found that the main consequences of a self-reported RSME were a sense of purpose or new meaning to life and changes toward more personally meaningful religious belief accompanied by a more compassionate attitude toward others. The specific content of the belief may not have been as important as Hattersley supposes. In one case, the respondent appeared outwardly to have abandoned religion, which she described as churchianity. But Hardy notes, "She has moved from one form which was meaningless to her to another which provided her with a deep sense of spiritual reality." If we recall Allport's distinction between extrinsic religion, group membership, and intrinsic religion, personal spiritual experience, one might say that RSME experiencers tend to focus on the latter. If they retain rather than change a current religious identity, they reinterpret it in the light of personal experience. Generally, people who claim to be religious and therefore may have had an RSME are significantly more likely to donate time or money, irrespective of their actual income, to charitable causes, both religious and non-religious. But some have argued that RSMEs do not make enough difference. Ron Sider, an American evangelical social justice activist, argues that practical materialism has won out in the lives of most who claim to believe that materialism is not true. Sider is anything but a skeptic or cynic. Indeed, he told Christianity Today, "The stats just break my heart. They make me weep." He notes that although religious people in the United States give more than others, their giving has declined for some decades, even though their incomes have increased. In 2005, paleontologist Gregory S. Paul offered a survey of data from 18 countries arguing that religious belief contributes to a high level of social disorders, including murder, suicide, and sexually transmitted diseases, STDs. He received widespread publicity, as might be expected, with headlines such as, "Society's worse off when they have God on their side."